Safe Harbor Financial Services LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors XL is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement. It's time now for a Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC, in Daphne, Alabama, with your host, Hall of Fame financial advisor, Jim Bird.
Hello, folks.
And financial advisor, Gary Garner.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, gentlemen. I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. What's on the agenda today?
Gary, you were there. I came in right towards the end. And they said, man, we want to thank you for setting us up this guaranteed income. We activated it today. It talks us into that guaranteed income. It sure is going to help out. Now we got income coming in, and so, you know, that's what we do. We feel good about it when they come in. Remember that yesterday?
I do, and you know, for almost everyone that's looking at planning for retirement, the number one concern is having enough income to retire comfortably. You know, when you run out of money, things change. You have to change your lifestyle. There's a whole lot of things that just domino over you. So one of the most important things you can do is have a reliable source of income in your retirement, because we've been relying on a source of income all of our life. You know, most of us have had jobs where we've worked and had reasonably reliable income. Some people's income goes up and down a little bit, but for most people, you're used to getting paid on a weekly, semi-weekly, maybe even monthly basis, and you're used to having something coming in.
Right, and your Social Security check's not dependent upon the market. You know it's going to be there every month. It's same amount, basically, but it's going to be there. But, you know, the news is not affecting what you make in the market, but in your fixed income, but it is affecting what's associated to the market. And we've got, right now, people run to call us up. What's the market doing? Market's down today. What is my resources doing? I say, ma'am, you're not tied to the market. Our income is not tied to the market, so you're safe, guaranteed. You don't have to worry about it. You don't participate in market losses. Oh, okay. We didn't know that. That's great. So that makes us feel good. You know, they got no concerns about their income, especially in their income-producing annuity.
Right. And, you know, we get bombarded every day with news. You know, look at what we're dealing with today, even though I know this show's going to air a couple days after this. People are worried about gas right now, the gas pipeline. Well, you know, our gas comes in on barges. So, folks, don't go out and fill up your red gas cans because you're just going to deplete some of the supply we have right now. We're not getting our gas from that pipeline. Now, I know it's worrisome to look at the evening news, but we're okay. You know, maybe take a trip and combine a couple of stops in something. But, you know, things are getting better.
And we don't often get political here, but, you know, it does burn me up when you go out there and everybody's begging for help and there's not shortages in restaurants and everything else. And there's a reason for that, isn't it, Gary?
Well, yeah. I mean, we've come through a period right now where people lost their jobs and needed help, and the federal government stepped in. It was just announced a couple of days ago, I think, by Alabama and Mississippi, I think, followed that Alabama's not going to be taking the federal government's money for additional unemployment benefits. That probably will help the unemployment situation down here, because there's so many signs of people needing employees and they can't find people to work. Well, you know, that's just things that we deal with. You know, we live with all kinds of things around us every day that distracts us. And that's one of the biggest things that I think people forget when they're planning for retirement. You know, you have to plan your retirement. You have to take control of it. It's not like what our parents grew up with.
No, you know, our parents, like your parents, they had a pension that came in every month. They had Social Security that came in every month. That's what they lived on. They didn't worry about it. It came regularly, came in the mail, and, you know, they waited on pension day, check day, or Social Security day, and then they went to the bank and bought groceries and things like that. But, you know, things are a little bit different now than they were in those days. But you still need some guaranteed income as part of your portfolio. Having a guaranteed income gives you peace of mind, and you don't have to worry about that income. It's not tied to the market. If the market goes down, you don't have to panic and say, oh, God, what's my check going to be this month? Am I losing money? You don't have to worry about that. Be safe, sound, and secure in your parts that you've got invested for the income.
Right, and that's based on the claims-paying ability of the companies that we work with, but we don't work with companies who aren't secure. So, you know, part of an income plan is developing something that will augment Social Security. People, you know, years ago, my dad and probably most of our parents looked forward to Social Security because that was going to be the bulk of their income. You talk about three-legged stools in our seminars, and Social Security is one of those legs.
Yes.
And we know that it's going to be there. Yeah, we hear things about, well, it'll change, and who knows how it might change. You know, they're kicking around the idea right now of moving the required minimum distribution age up to 75, and that'll probably be gradually moved in because people are living longer. And that's another thing people don't think about. Our parents probably envisioned retiring around 65, and maybe living about 20 years. You know, you've talked all the time about, well, you never know what the day of your death was. I think it'd be scary to really know it. But if you could plan around that, then you could decide, okay, I'm going to spend this much. But because medical science is making us live longer, our lives as compared to our parents, we've got to plan much longer times for our retirement savings to last.
I can predict Gary's day to death if he runs around.
I don't think that's going to happen. But you know, it comes back, and you know, we have said this a bunch of times on the show. Comes down to planning. Comes down to thinking about where you're going
to
be.
And to call to make that plan, call 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
And then you can always go to our website, Ask Jim Bird. That's BYRD, AskJimBird.com. And you can get information on income planning, on Medicare, a variety of subjects. Call us if you have any questions. Leave a question on the website, and we'll be glad to get back with you.
Speaking of Medicare, Gary's our Medicare specialist, and he handles the Medicare part of our thing. So a lot of people out looking for Medicare, you know, at a certain age, you got to have Medicare supplements, and you're looking for Medicare supplements, and we all have in our time, if you're old enough anyway. And Mark, you're not old enough yet, but you will be one day.
Hopefully.
Well, Medicare is something that we all will wind up using at some point in our life. You know, most people have been paying for Medicare all their life through payroll deductions. And so certain parts of Medicare you get because of those deductions, and certain parts of Medicare you have to pay for. And then because Medicare doesn't cover all of your expenses, most people either look at some sort of a supplement plan or Medicare Advantage plans. There are advantages and disadvantages to both. So to figure out which one is right for you, let us know. Some people work past 65, so they don't have to sign up for all the Medicare benefits, but there's some that you do have to sign up for if your employee is not providing what is referred to as credible coverage. If you don't have prescription drug coverage in your employer provided plan and you turn 65, you are required to buy a prescription drug plan. And those plans vary in cost, but if you don't sign up when you're 65, you will start incurring a 1% penalty per month, and it's cumulative. If you wait 15 months to sign up past your 65th birthday and you don't have credible coverage, then you're going to incur a 15% penalty every month for the rest of your life. So there's certain parts of Medicare you don't want to miss. There's certain parts of it you definitely want to sign up for, and we'll help you look at each of those parts. There's a lot of Medicare plans out here. Some of you see Joe Namath on television, and I love Joe from his time at Alabama, because, Jim, we know you're an Alabama fan. So, you know, I love people that listen to Joe Namath, but, you know, he talks about a give-back benefit that's not necessarily available everywhere. But call us, and we'll help you muddle through the Medicare maze. It really is pretty simple to understand if you have somebody that can help you guide you through it.
Let me ask you a question, Gary. The cost for building materials, food, house, and cars are all rising while supplies are not keeping up with demand. And we know that leads to inflation, right?
Yes, it does.
How does that affect your plan for retirement?
Well, you know, when inflation is rearing its head, and a lot of us forget the 80s, where we had years where inflation was running at 6, 8, 10, 13%. Over a long period of time, that diminishes what your dollar's going to buy. So you have to have ways to keep up with what's going to happen in the future. Many people get lulled into the fact or into the thought process of, well, I've got to stay invested in the market because the market's always going to grow bigger. Now, the market giveth and the market taketh away. So we forget 2002, where the market had a significant decrease. You know, it came back, but if you were retiring in 2002 and you had to start using your money, well, you started from a much lower position. So you had to change your lifestyle. In some of the strategies we use, you know, just because the market takes a hiccup, we don't have to change our lifestyle, because in our strategies, when the market is up, you participate in the gains. If the market is down or negative, you don't participate in any of those losses. So,
and that's a big advantage, folks.
It is.
But, you know, going back to our father, my father again, you know, he had Social Security. He had a pension plan where he worked at U.S. Steel, and he lived on Medicare after he got 65. And that was the plan. That was it. You know, that's what they had. And he didn't have Medicare or something. He had Medicare. And, you know, until the day he died. But, you know, things are different now. We got Medicare supplements. We got it. You don't have pension plans. They're not as relevant as they were because they don't have them. A lot of plans, companies are doing away with that. You realize that.
Yeah, they did, because people were changing jobs. If you think about this, how many people today go to work for one company and stay there for 25 or 30 years? It's very rare that you run into someone that hasn't changed jobs at least a couple of times.
Right.
So retirement plans, like the old pension plans, got very expensive for employers to manage, and they were the only ones that funded it. So things turned around, and that burden was placed on the employee.
And they expected to be in a lower tax bracket when they retired, you know, and then they, like I said earlier, Medicare would take care of them until they died. It's different now, though. It's different. And they're not in the lower tax bracket. You know, in most cases, people are in a higher tax bracket when they retire.
It can very easily be that. That, you know, that's one thing. Now, you know, we don't have time to go into that here on the radio because, you know, we're here for about 30 minutes. But if you come to our seminars, and we're happy to announce we're scheduling our seminars again, this month we'll be at Jesse's on May 25th, that's a Tuesday at 6:30, and back there on May 27th, that'll be a Thursday. We're practicing all the CD recommendations for social distancing and all the precautions to keep you safe when you come to our seminars. So obviously our seating has got to be smaller than what we were doing last year. But we go into these subjects in much more detail at the seminars than we have time to do here on the radio show.
And I got my invitation yesterday in the mail, so I know they're going out, Gary.
Well, I'm glad we invited you. We're also coming to a new place, and we're excited about this. Here in Fairhope, down at Point Clear, I don't know if many of you have ever been to Char 32. That is a wonderful steakhouse down past the Grand Hotel. And we'll be at Char 32 on Thursday, June the 3rd, and Thursday, June the 10th, both again at 6:30, both again following social distancing and CDC guidelines for keeping everybody safe. So go to our website. We'll put the address, the times, and the dates there, or listen to our radio show. We'll be announcing this for the next few weeks. And maybe you did get an invitation. We sent a bunch out. So we're looking forward to folks coming and learning how we help them plan for retirement.
And if you'd like to have an in-depth report on how to do that or get on that list, call 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or call 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
And if you can't get to us, if it's inconvenient to drive from Mobile or Lillian or wherever you're coming from, it's very easy for us to set up a Zoom meeting with you. Just give our office a call, and we can talk to you just like we're sitting across from each other. You can see our kind of old and kind of young faces, but you know, we'll listen to you and see what we can help you to do to plan for what your needs are going to be in retirement.
And I need to say this, a lot of my clients ask, you know, about me, where I'm at and all. Folks, I'm doing great health wise I just work part-time. I'm slowing down, you know, and Gary's working more and more for me. I'm kind of slowing down, but I am there, and I will be available if you need me to be there. I'll be available. I want to say that. But, you know, I'm getting towards retirement, and I'm wanting to slow down a little bit.
I don't ever see you slowing down. In fact, I kind of expect as we get closer and closer to football season, you might be getting a little bit more excited. You know, this is one thing that people down here look forward to every year.
Just on Saturdays now, you know. I mean, that's sad.
But you're right. You are in the office. You're there almost every day now. So.
Well, I go in every day, but I don't stay, and I'm there, and I'm letting Gary and Vicky handle everything on a day-to-day basis, and Gary's doing a wonderful job, and he can handle it, but it's just that I – don't want to let my clients go. I sold them, and I love them, and they miss me, and let them know I'm here and I'm healthy. It's not health-wise I'm retiring. It's just I'm getting old. I want to retire.
Well, and that's the goal for most of us. And, you know, I think the wonderful thing about what you've built, you know, and I'm going to talk about this in a minute, with planning your retirement, you shouldn't be trying to do it on your own. You know, I've said many times, Tiger Woods didn't get to be a professional golfer just by going out to the golf course and swinging a club and thinking, oh, I'll do it better next time. No, he had coaches.
Right.
He had people that he learned who they were. He trusted them. He worked with them over a long period of time. And, you know, it's been shown that people who work with a financial advisor are more comfortable about what they're doing. I can't tell you that every one of them listens to everything we say, but that's okay. You know, we're here to listen to what you say you want your retirement to be, and here to help you figure out the strategies that will help you get there.
And we kind of double-team you. We got both of us in on every appointment, and, you know, we miss something occasionally. So if we miss something, the other one pick it up. So you get two minds, or better than one mind. And we just do that, and we take your retirement very seriously. And if you're looking for guaranteed income, we'll give you guaranteed income. If you're looking for liquidity, we got liquidity. Whatever you need. If you want just accumulation products, we got accumulation, if you want accumulation. But none of our products really include risk. Even if you want to take some risk, major risk, we can eliminate, make that, calm it down a little bit, and not market risk, but make it where you can take all the risk you want, but we defer that to non-risk if you want to, because at a certain age, you don't need risk. If you're 7 to 10 years from retirement, folks, we've seen it devastate retirement plans. People come in, and Gary, you went through that personally. If you go through that, you know, and market dropped and you lost half your retirement one time, didn't you?
Well, people in my company did. For just out of luck, in 2008, I moved all my money out of the stock market in 2007. So when I saw a bunch of my colleagues sitting at a company meeting and they were looking at our stats for the last year, and they said, oh my gosh, I've lost 42% of my retirement. That year, I just got lucky. You know, I just, by sheer luck, said, maybe I need to take a breather. Now, I'm not a stockbroker. I do not give stock advice, but I can tell you this, you can never time the market. And the most important thing you can do when you're planning for retirement is know what risks you're facing, you know, the risk of loss of savings. You know,
right.
You could lose in anything. You could lose in buying a house. You could buy a house in the wrong location. You could invest in the wrong investment. You could put your money in something that doesn't keep up with inflation. You could put your money in something where you're deferring taxes. And then when you retire, if you've been planning for those taxes to be lower, all of a sudden your taxes are higher. So these are the kind of risks that we help people ask themselves that what they think they're going to be facing. It's, go ahead. I'm sorry, Mark.
No, I was going to say that to be sure and ask them about that. You need to call 625-1226.
625-1226.
And 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
And, you know, we're talking about costs, different costs that are going to increase in our years where we're planning for retirement. Look at all the things we're talking about right now. We're talking about major infrastructure plans that are adding huge amounts of debt to the federal government. That debt has to be serviced. You know, you may not have to pay it back, but somebody is going to get paid interest on that debt. And as we create more debt, just like if you created more debt in your own home, you at least have to pay the interest on it. So where does that interest come from? It comes from taxes. The government doesn't sell anything. They tax things. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but you have to put something in place in your financial planning so that if taxes do go up when you retire, that you can have a cushion against that. There are strategies that we offer that you can pull money out without owing any taxes at all. But you have to plan those, you have to properly construct them, and you have to use them over time to your advantage.
Well, everybody's looking ahead, not now. Our clients are looking ahead, and they know that taxes are going up, irregardless of what the administration says. Taxes are going to have to be raised, and they're going up major, big time, and you got to prepare for that, because that just means you're going to have less spendable income to spend, and you have to kind of plan for that. So we look ahead of that. We look for that, because taxes are notoriously low under Trump's administration, but we knew at some point they were going to be raised, depending on the administration that was in there, and it was going to go up. So we knew that. We knew if you can only, you're barely getting by on your income now, what's going to happen when taxes go up? Is that going to be enough money? Probably not. You're either going to have to cut your lifestyle down or live on less money. That's what you're going to have to do. So we look at all that stuff to buy. We're smart. We're living it too. We're all at retirement age. And we know what you're facing. We're living it, folks. That's the difference with us and some of the young producers out there. We're living it. We're in retirement. We have pensions. I have all that right now going for me. And I have Social Security. And Gary and I've talked about it many times. He took his at early age, his circumstance. I took mine at later age. So just depend on need and what you need.
Yeah, one of the things people don't think about is, you know, Social Security is higher or lower depending on when you sign up. You can sign up as early as 62, and I did that because I retired at 58. So I decided to go ahead and take my benefits. Now, there was a cost for that later on, but at the time I thought that was the best thing to do. You know, if you don't take your Social Security benefits until your full retirement age, or if you delay it after it, your benefits increase every year until you're 70. So you can, if you can use funds from other sources, you can increase your Social Security benefits by not taking it at the earliest age. That's part of the planning process.
And two, I guess, Gary, I don't. When you retired, you were probably single, so you wasn't thinking about spouse. But see, I was thinking about spouse when I retired, because I was thinking about my wife didn't have full time employment, so she would get to hire the two Social Securities at my death. So I figured she's going to get my Social Security.
Yeah.
And so I knew that it would help her out if she got my Social Security. And so I waited till I was 69 and a half to take it, Social Security, because I didn't need the money. I didn't even really need it then, but I just took it. I don't know why.
Well, because by the time you're 70, it stops growing. But here's something a lot of people don't think about, and I know we mention this on the show quite often. If you are married and both of you are receiving Social Security benefits, well, you're both going to keep getting those Social Security benefits until one of you passes away. When one of you passes away, you don't keep getting both Social Security benefits. You get the higher of the two. But here's the other era that most people are not thinking is going to hit them. You go from filing jointly to filing singly. And there's a whole different tax structure when you're married filing single. And if you're making a certain amount of money, your Social Security can be taxed. I think our lowest tax rate right now is about 10 or 15%. I'd have to go back and look. I'm not a CPA. But think about that. You've saved all your life. Now you're pulling money out of tax-deferred retirement plans. That money is counted as income. You go over a certain threshold, your Social Security is going to be taxed. And not only is your Social Security going to be taxed, but if you go over another threshold, your Medicare has a surcharge. You know, most of us think of Medicare as, oh, I get it for my one fee that I pay. We're kind of jumping around here, but you know, in Medicare, you have Part A, which is you've been paying for years with payroll deductions. That's your hospital benefits. But your doctor's visits and your outpatient surgery visits, those are covered under Part B, which you do pay for. Average cost of Part B right now is about $148 a month, but based on your income, you could be paying as much as $500 a month because of the Medicare surcharge that's added based on your income. So there's a whole lot of things to think about.
Let me interject this real quick, though. After age 66, you can make all you want. Gary.
You can make all you want, but over a certain threshold, you are taxed. And if you make over a certain threshold, you are going to have that Medicare surcharge. So there's a whole bunch of different things going on, and people kind of have that same idea. Oh, I can make as much as I want. You can make as much as you want, but when your Social Security becomes taxable, you get to keep less of it. And when your Medicare becomes more expensive, your health care costs go up.
Well, it must be a high threshold.
Wow. So find out all those nuances and details. Call them at the office at 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
And come to one of our upcoming seminars. We're going to cover all these subjects in a lot more detail at Jesse's on May the 25th and 27th at 6:30, and at Char 32 on June the 3rd and June the 10th. Those are both Thursdays, also at 6:30. So call our office, go to our website, or respond to one of our invitations.
And we have fun, don't we, Gary? There's a lot more
fun. We do. We enjoy a good meal. We answer questions, and we're always willing to answer your questions. Call us anytime. Right. If you have a question about retirement planning or Social Security benefits or Medicare benefits, we may not have exactly the right answer when you call because everybody's circumstance is a little different. So we may have to say, we'll get back with you on that because there's certain things that affect each one of us differently, and that's what we help people plan for.
Right. We will answer your questions if you call.
Call 625-1226 or toll free 877-251-1984.
We'll talk to you. We want to help people. That's what we want to do.
Listen each week at the same time on this same station for safe investing in the new economy.
We did that by personal relationships.
Safe Harbor Financial Services LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors XL is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement.